It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Well, make of it what you will, but here just a week and a half ahead of the midterm elections, the Democrats to this point have spent more money on advertising in six of the nine most competitive U.S. Senate races. This according to USA Today. The Democrats have spent more in West Virginia, Arizona, Florida, Montana, Nevada, and North Dakota. The Republicans have outspent the Democrats in the Senate campaign in ads, Indiana, Missouri, and Tennessee. From This Week in Agribusiness, young people from here in the heartland were honored in Indianapolis at the FFA convention as stars of the FFA last night. From Centralia, Missouri, comes the National Star Farmer. Austin Stanton owns more than 15,000 hens. He sells eggs to neighbors, restaurants, local grocery chains. The star of AgriScience is from Iowa. Eric Kohlmuss has his own at-home ethanol plant at Paulina, Iowa, producing the fuel from biomass. Minnesota is home to the star in agri-placement honored last night. Colin Wagner is from Wells, Minnesota, fifth generation working on his family farm. And the FFA star in agribusiness this year is from Illinois, Ben Curtin from the town of Taylorville. Ben has a metalworking business. He uses it to craft signs and things that are very useful on the farm. The FFA convention continues through tomorrow. Donald Trump is due to address that youth organization before they conclude the convention. And the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, a tireless supporter of the FFA, will accompany Trump. A conservation official in Missouri said poaching is not hunting. It's ethically wrong. They're looking for the poacher who killed a young elk. Driving the Chicago Expressway at sunset the other evening, I was reminded of how bad the glare can be. Safety experts say this time of the year, especially, keep your sunglasses handy and your windshield clean. Remember a simpler time when they would clean your windshield? At the service station with a fill-up, they'd clean your windshield. Oh, my buddies who worked the busy service stations had stories. Some of them really enjoyed cleaning the windshields. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.